Welcome to Wellness Radio with Dr. Jeanette Gallagher as your host. Her show discusses topics of health, wellness, and spirituality, and is about discovering your place in this great universe, from your cells to the cosmos. Along with her guest, in casual conversation, she strives to ask the difficult questions that may be holding you back from a vibrant life, and shares new ideas that may inspire you to make a change in your life that you only can see in your dreams. And now, here is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher.
Good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and this is Alternative Medicine and Wellness. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's a pleasure to have you with us. Today, we're going to be talking about a very light topic, vitamin C. Oh, everybody knows about it. Ah, it's in everybody's products, you know, these days. It's tagged in, I take it as a supplement. Oh, I get it in my soda. Yeah, I live in the deep south, and they try to put vitamin C in a soda. Don't even want to go there. But then also to the concept that I see, you know, I'm getting it from my green drink. I don't need it. I get it from my food. Well, how much are you getting? How much is absorbed? And how many times a day are you getting it? Vitamin C just comes in, does its job, and then it's on. Today we're going to be talking about Sufficient C. It is a company that is really great because it's a powder, no more of those pills. Man, I'm so sick of those supplement pills. I'm the most non-compliant person there ever is. If you tell me you've got to take 5 or 6 supplements a day, no way, no how. And that is my job. So you know what? I'm the best one to say it, you know, because I don't like doing it either. My guest today is Carolyn Vessel, and she is the president of Sufficient C. So Carolyn, thank you so much for joining us today. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Dr. Gallagher. It's my pleasure to be here.
So, Carolyn, don't you think it's really true, you know, hey, if you can put a powder in instead of sucking down those plastic capsules, the better off we'll all be, right?
You know, in theory, yes, but you want that powder to taste really good. And that's the caveat. It has to be good so people want to drink it. And, you know, that was kind of what we did. We just made something that was very similar to a light, delicious lemonade. And it's super fortified.
Well, let's talk a little bit about how you even got started in this, because you're not a medical doctor. You're not someone who says, you know, I've had this great big supplement company and along came vitamin C. How did you even get started in this?
You know, they say necessity is the mother of invention. And as it turns out, it was my mother that was the impetus to this product. She was diagnosed with lung cancer, and you know, I was very worried for her. She was not one that was that interested in alternative anything, but I knew that she needed to nourish her body, and I was really pushing her to do everything under the sun. And reluctantly, she was doing quite a bit, but it got to the point where she just really wanted to be left alone. She said, I'm doing enough, leave me alone. And I knew that she wasn't getting enough vitamin C. I knew she was pretty much not getting any vitamin C, and none of her doctors told her that she needed it. I also knew that she was always dehydrated, and with all the issues that she was having, dehydration did not need to be one of them. So one day I was thinking about it, and I was thinking of all the things that I wish that she had more of in her system, and I came up with this product that has super high doses of non-GMO vitamin C and generous doses of L-lysine, bromelain, and T-Vega, which is a patented green tea extract. I knew that it was important that the product tastes good because my mother was as picky as they come. And I also knew that sugar was a total no-no. So we had to figure out a way to present. And we've used a 95% organic, it's 100% organic and 95% pure stevia that is really lovely. So it's just it's a great product. You have a soup, you mix it up, and you know, it's very easy, particularly for people, as you just said, that do not want to be bothered with the daunting task of all those pills and capsules and what have you.
You know, and that's really important because sometimes when you can just put something down in front of someone, you don't always have to have this conversation, you know, all the time. If you know it's good for them, If you think that it's something that you're taking care of someone else, and, you know, if you can just apply it and just say, I know you'll feel better, you know. Sometimes not everyone wants to hear that something's going to make them feel better because sometimes they just don't feel like it anyway. But if you can put just a glass of something that tastes, you know, lightly sweet in front of them instead of just a glass of water all the time, all the better, with huge benefits.
Exactly. And, you know, it's non-GMO vitamin C, which is very, very important. We're all very conscious of the fact that we don't want genetically modified foods in our body. And this is very important because especially if you're going to focus on high doses, you want to make sure that, you know, whatever the person is taking in is not genetically modified. And the nice thing about sufficient C is that, there, you know, wellness is a spectrum. So it's wonderful for preventing, you know, health and illness, as well as for those that are chronically ill. I was absolutely shocked, you know, the few times that I would visit my mother in the hospital, that even with some infections that she wound up having, you know, years later, never once was she offered vitamin C. Not one time.
And also, they give you the, you know, I mean, usually the bland diets you get are usually Jell-O, which is sugar. You get chicken broth, which is salt, and Lord knows what else, you know, and then maybe some white rice, which is pure sugar again. You know, we won't even go into how derogatory that is to your health, you know, and that's just such trouble. Let's talk for a second about the dosage because, you know, this RDA thing, I just want to just blow this out of the water for the umpteenth time on this radio show. you know, RDA means recommended daily requirements for a healthy person to keep them at prevent any scurvy. That is what that means. So if I'm already healthy, it's just a little tiny bit to kind of put that little, you know, when you get a cupcake and you want to have a chocolate chip on the top, that's what it's all about. That's what an RDA is. And what I like to say about the RDA is, if you're a parent and you're on getting up in the morning and you start cursing because you can't find your clothes, you forgot to put the kids' stuff in the dryer, and everybody's late, you've just burnt out your entire day's vitamin C, and you're already in the hole, irregardless of whatever you're doing. And then let's say you take a supplement or you take, you know, your orange juice or whatever in the morning or your green drink. By lunchtime, you know, you missed a meeting, you might have gotten in a car wreck, or you have to go pick up the kids or whatever. You've burnt all of that out from the morning. We have to understand that vitamin C burns out very quickly in our bodies, and to be able to consistently put it in at a decent level is really the only way to keep, as we would say, the motor running.
Absolutely. People do not understand this, and as you started off with in the beginning of the segment, people say, oh, I take vitamin C, you know, I have my 500 milligrams in the morning, I'm good to go, thank you very much. We can never underestimate the value of fresh fruits and vegetables. We know that they're very high in vitamin C, but for most people are just not even getting enough fresh fruits and vegetables, and because of the state of our soil, it's not as fortified with nutrients as it used to be, so it's very important to supplement. And we know, as you just stated, the RDA is ridiculously low, especially for people who are not already getting enough vitamin C. And to put it in perspective, as you are well aware, we went through a gene mutation 25 to 45 million years ago. So all animals on the face of this earth make vitamin C except for primates, guinea pigs, and a particular bat. Now, with that being said, a 150-pound animal makes approximately 15,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day and more in times of stress. Stress can be anything. It could be an injury, a fright, you know, emotional as well as physical. So the body would be making vitamin C all day and more in times of stress. When you talk about 75 milligrams, the RDA is 75 milligrams for a woman and 90 milligrams for a man, I mean, that's comical. And what happens after you burn through it, just as you stated? So this is why we don't see lions and tigers sneezing and coughing and catching viruses from their fellow lions and tigers. But we're susceptible to everything. And I tell people all the time, just like the common cold is very, very contagious, not everybody gets it. there's always people that seem to not get it. And you have to wonder, well, why is that? And those people, studies have shown that they have a much higher storage of vitamin C, and it's not a long time storage, it leaves, but the body's fortified. And that's really what we're trying to do here. By making a drink, we know people drink morning, noon, and night. We know people drink after they're done with a workout and they're nice and thirsty, they want something thirst quenching. So sufficiency is supposed to kind of be that vehicle that gets you hydrated and fortified throughout the day, and not having to go through the daunting task of having to take pills and capsules all day.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, once you get away from some of your pills and capsules, it's the greatest feeling. I'll tell you, there's some days I'll get up and I'll say, man, I think I really want to take this again, and I'll put four or five bottles on the counter. And I'll wonder why on Friday it says, I haven't touched those things all week. They're going back in the drawer, you know. But, you know, if it's something that's a powder, you just open, pour it in because you've already have the glass, it's there. And, you know, I'm not a type person, never have been, whoever walks around with all of those bottles all of the time, you know. I'll tell you, I don't know where we got into the habit that we have to be drinking something all day long. It started with a coffee thing, and then it was the water thing, you know. And I know I can see some of my acquaintances. You never see them without something in their hand, and I'm going, God, don't you ever put that thing down, you know?
You know, I'm not like, that thirsty.
I'm thirsty all the time, thirsty all the time. Well, maybe you just need to go see if you have diabetes, sweetheart, because you don't need to be thirsty 24 hours a day, you know?
I don't understand. I do not understand that either. And, you know, sufficiency, it's not about walking around with a water bottle or drinking it all day. It's about those circumscribed periods of time where people just naturally drink. So it doesn't have to be all day long. But I think people need to do something with their hands, quite frankly, so they want to have a drink in their hand.
I just don't get it. I seriously don't, you know? I'm sure it's just me. I promise it's just me, but I just don't get it. And I've never been one of those coffee people either, though, you know. I still drink one coffee a day. It's in the morning, and it's at home. I'm just not one of those things, you know, I've got something in my cup holder in my car all the time.
I have to tell you, we must be kindred spirits, because I have my one cup or half a cup in the morning, and I never take it anywhere. I never stop off and buy it. And it's the few times I've ever had coffee or tea outside, I spill it.
It just never enters my realm of consciousness. Who knows? Whatever. It's so interesting.
Are you feeling despair or overwhelmed by your health or everyday life situations? Do you know what questions to ask and how to get help? Don't go it alone. Ask for help. Dr. Jeanette offers compassionate and comprehensive advocate support for health challenges. To download her free report, How to Get the Healthcare You Deserve, go to her website, www.drjeanettewellness.com. Anyone who downloads the information tonight will receive a complimentary 15-minute personal needs analysis consult with Dr. Gallagher for questions and answers. That website again for the free report download and free consult is www.drjeanettewellness.com. Just reach out and ask for help.
Bit about the product, sufficiency. So it's this tiny jar. It has powder in it. There's a tiny little scoop in it. You have a glass of water on the counter. You say, oh, it's sitting next to my glass of water. Open it up, put a scoop in and drink it. Wow. And you're done. And you forget about it. And it's over with. You know, this is not something that you're going to put into one of those big carry-on tote things and you're going to be sipping all day long. Because vitamin C is very active with water just when you're ready for it, just when it goes into your body, period. You know, when you cut open an apple, that's non-GMO, it's going to get brown. You know, the vitamin C, things oxidize, people. Pay attention.
Well, you know, I have to tell you, small scoop
in your water, and then you're done.
People actually enjoy this product. The sweetness is very pleasant. So we're actually, we have a lot of people on monthly auto ship because they are consuming it. I'm looking forward to using it. And again, we really credit that to our wonderful blend of flavors, all natural, and our stevia. And stevia often gets a bad rap. I love stevia, but from one stevia person to another, I'm assuming you like it as well. Some stevia is a little bitter, and we worked very hard to source a very high quality stevia. And like anything else, there's higher qualities and lower qualities of stevia. And it's so pleasant, and it's so important, and I cannot stress this enough, not to have sugar when you're taking vitamin C. And really, if you're concerned about your immune system, stay away from sugar as much as possible because, as you know, it really, really lowers your immune system. But when it comes to vitamin C, you're just not going to absorb it properly if you're having sugar with it. And a lot of manufacturers, it's very sad, they are actually putting sugar in the vitamin C product. So people think, oh, I'm getting this vitamin C, but it's not going to do anything for you. So it's very important to know that this product, you're getting that nice, sweet, satisfying flavor, but you don't have to worry about sugar, nor calories either. The calorie content is extremely low.
And also, too, the concept, when you say the word sweet, I am not a sweet person. I never drink sodas. I don't drink any of those things that are sweet. I'm just plain water, and that's the end of the story. And I don't drink tea or any of those other things. But what I find is that this is just small enough that I can just put it in a small glass, and I'm good to go. So don't be put off by the word when we say sweet. This is not a sweet-ing type product. It is just something that is lightly flavored that will be able to, just give you something light to drink. And I kind of liken it back. If anyone ever remembers, of course, I'm showing my age here, but we all remember Tang, you know? Tang was in the 60s, you know? Everybody had Tang because the astronauts had it.
It is. Yes, it is similar. But, you know, I have to tell you, it is, because it's a powder. Now, we have people, you know, everybody's different. We have people that say, oh, it's just perfect. We have people that say, oh, it's a little too sweet. Or, you know, very few people have said it's not sweet enough. The wonderful part is that because you're adding water, you do whatever you want to do. So, like you just said, you just want to, you know, get done with it quickly, and you just want to make it slightly, you know, a little bit soluble, drink it down. But generally, you know, we use 16 ounces of water to two scoops, and you get enough of a drink for, you know, 16 ounce drink, which is the size of a standard water bottle. You can use one scoop and do 8 ounces, which is also very nice. If people are really fortifying their diet with, you know, fresh fruits and vegetables in a significant way, those people may very well need less. And for those people that aren't, they may need more. And for those people that are sick, they're going to need a lot more. So it's, you know, just a way of getting what you need. And we haven't even, like, touched on, you know, L-lysine and bromelain and T-Vigo. I mean, this is so exciting how these are just so such wonderful anti-inflammatory ingredients that work so well with vitamin C.
And also, to the idea, it's well titrated, too. If you wanted to start with a little bit, you can. If you wanted to start with a little bit more, you can. So that's really important. But let's get back to the Tang thing for a second. Tang had that funky orange color. It had that really strange taste, and it was heavily sugared. So this is nothing like that, but it is the concept that we know as humans that we do need vitamin C each day. So the concept, you know, has been born a long time ago in the 1950s, you know, and 60s when I was younger. And then we went on to, it was time to have oranges. That was when, I don't know if anybody ever remembers, but, you know, it was great. We lived in Pennsylvania, and to get an orange for Christmas from Florida was like, wow, you must be a really rich family to be able to get an orange from Florida, you know? Because things were not shipped then, you know. They weren't shipped across the state lines that very far. And as we've come across now, you know, we've got our green drinks with all kinds of things, you know, year round. So I really think it's a great product to just add that little supplement. And it can be used for any age, you know, children on up. I really liken it to the elders because they're not interested in an orange. Sometimes it hurts their stomach. They don't feel like chewing it. It's such a hassle. Or sometimes when you put things down in front of them, their taste buds are off. You know, they're very zinc deficient. And when you're, you know, vitamin C deficient, it just adds it even more of a taste problem. So it's really important to be able to have something where they could say, we'll put a little bit more water in it, could you? And you could put more water in it, and you're okay, and you're good to go. And they're still getting the product.
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of older people are deficient in iron, and vitamin C really does help with iron absorption. So that's a very good point. It is a wonderful product for older people. And, you know, we do know in general that vitamin C is an anti-inflammatory, an antiviral, an antihistamine, and an antibiotic, but only in the high doses. So when people say, oh, I had my supplement this morning and, you know, I'm still getting sick, they're not taking enough. Just like a person couldn't get rid of a headache with a quarter of a Motrin. We know Motrin is effective. Not to really keep products with Motrin, but you have to fight fire with fire. You have to take enough. And that's where the high doses come in.
Yeah, and it's all about compliance, too. If you take it one day and you're not feeling well, you really kind of need to take it consistently, too. At this time, we're going to take a short break, because I'd like to share a product that I've been taking since December 2015, and I really feel the benefits every day. I'm sharing it because I really believe we need to start taking a few steps to improve our own health without waiting for someone to always tell us what to do. With heart and blood vessel complications these days, I really believe it's high on my list of what to take today. And so I hope you take a minute to check out the link following the Cardio Miracle information.
Attention all women over 50 who are feeling listless and tired. Are you constantly hitting a wall? Are your day-to-day activities wearing you out? We have great news. Take control of your health and empower your body with a new exclusive formula of vital nutrients and antioxidants. Our product, Cardio Miracle, is an alternative health option that can improve your general health and give you that much-needed natural energy so you can accomplish everything on your to-do list without feeling exhausted. Cardio Miracle can help you to have the energy and power you need to deal with all the lumps, bumps, and general chaos of life. It's called Cardio Miracle because it improves your heart health while giving you natural energy and important vitamins and nutrients your body craves. Statistics tell us women are at a high risk for a cardiac event. Please inform yourself as options are available. Discover more about this new product at cardiomiracle.com/Dr. Jeanette, spelled all in lowercase, DrJeanette. Thousands of women like yourself, including Dr. Jeanette, have blessed their bodies and their hearts with the restorative power of Cardio Miracle. Learn more at cardiomiracle.com/Dr. Jeanette. That's cardiomiracle.com/Dr. Jeanette.
Let's talk about your other product, the Glutenizer. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, thank you so much for asking. Glutenizer was born out of sufficiency. We have seen time and time again that people are just really suffering with their digestion. And we have bromelain, which is a digestive and a proteolactic enzyme in sufficiency. But I thought about it, why can't we do the same thing with enzymes? And, you know, also a delicious drink. So Glutenizer is a kiwi strawberry digestive aid. It's fortified with 1,200 milligrams of non-GMO vitamin C, and it's wonderful for digestion. It's a premium blend, a high-dose blend of a full spectrum of vegan enzymes that work for all different types of foods. It's not just gluten, but the truth is if you are sensitive to gluten, as well as casein, and there are several other difficult-to-digest proteins, and you know, let's say you're out in a restaurant or, you know, you find yourself not feeling well when you don't know how the food is made, this is a wonderful product to take preemptively. It's also a great product to just take, you know, to just drink just like you would drink sufficiency. It's also very good when you're not eating. So when you're eating, it's a digestive support. And when you're not eating, we know that enzymes are very good for the body. They're very healing, and they help to eliminate toxins. So it's just another immune and digestive supportive product that works a little bit differently. But it's really, and you could also use it if you're in the middle of not feeling so good. A glass of glutenizer really will help you feel much better.
You know, a lot of times, it is the enzymes, because a lot of times people will say, I just ate, and I just don't feel well at all. And you
exactly.
would say to them, you know, let's try either some enzymes or some magnetic clay, you know. And usually the enzymes will pick it up right then and dissolve it out. Because anytime you can break the bonds of something that's funky, it's really nice to clean it out. And, you know, a lot of times all of our intestines have all this mucin in them. And really when the enzymes get in there, it just breaks that up so the vitamin C even gets better, you know, absorbed.
A lot of people have a hard time understanding what an enzyme does. And if you were to take a bowl of oatmeal and sprinkle some enzymes on top,
mm-hmm.
you would actually see what the enzyme is doing. So it's really outrageous that when people are experiencing heartburn or digestive upset and they're taking like a Prilosec or something like that, when really, I mean, they're reducing the acid in their stomach, and you need that acid. Acid is not the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's your salvation, really. Without it, I mean, there's a host of other problems that start up. So it's just so effective, and it just seems so simple. And now it tastes really good, too.
Yeah, and you know, there's such a there's so much controversy on exactly what you should be doing with your health. Sometimes people will go to the doctors and they'll say, don't take any vitamin C. I'll tell you, I saw it in the newspaper here in my local area. It says, these green drinks, you don't need it at all. You don't need to do green drinks. You don't need to take supplements. You don't need anything. All you need to do is just eat. And you're going, oh, my Lord. And I was just watching before we started the show. There was a local area, and they were giving out Thanksgiving dinners to the some people in the area. And they showed the tray of food, and the food was potatoes, turkey, corn, mm-hmm. biscuits, and iceberg mm-hmm. lettuce. And there's not a thing on that dish that I would eat. And it's like, wow, you know, and we're in diabetic heaven here, and every single one of those things is causing diabetes. And we just want to go, okay, let's just take a step back. Let's just get back into our Zen place. Let's just say, oh, it will be okay. They'll figure it out. Don't know when, don't know why, don't know how, but they'll figure it out. So really you and I are here to say is it's okay. Try a little bit powder. Try a little bit more. Try a little bit more another day, and one day you're going to say, wow, what the heck happened today? I felt fabulous. You know what you have found? You have now found your power number of the amount that will give you the results in which you are looking for. It is your therapeutic dose. It is not someone else's. It's not the RDA. It's not anybody, your friends, your boyfriends, your husbands, or whatever. It's yours. So kind of keep an idea of what that amount might be.
I love what you just said, your therapeutic dose. You don't see that in mainstream marketing. You know, it's a one-size-fits-all type of cure. This is what works, and this is what you need to do. And people just want to, unfortunately, not everybody in the natural world, but in the world at large, a lot of people just want to be told what to do, and they just want relief. And that's where the pharmaceutical drug kind of has, you don't have to be a thoughtful person to take a pharmaceutical drug. You could be a robot. But in the end, whatever you're taking the, you know, the antacid for, or the anti-anything for,
mm-hmm.
even if you feel that relief, this problem will come back worse and worse and worse, and it will ultimately lead to chronic disease. But people don't believe it, because when they pop a pill, very often, you know, temporarily, you do feel better.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But you don't get better. You just feel better temporarily. And if you just understand what, you know, vitamin C does, if the people understand what vitamin C does, they would be you know, they wouldn't be able to stop using it.
And you know, it's, isn't it so interesting that, you know, even from Linus Pauling times, that was so long ago, you know, and that we're still having to have this conversation where people still don't understand it. Look how long that time span is, you know, and we're saying, why? Why do they still not understand? Why are they still not getting what they need? And you go, I really, really, truly don't know. Do you?
I think that, you know, I mean, this is just my theory. I obviously don't know the answer, but I think that it takes such a brilliant person to become a doctor. It takes a whole lot of money to go to medical school, and they finally achieved this position of greatness. And then to say, well, vitamin C will make you better. It's almost like a slap in some of the doctors' faces to say something so simple that you don't need to be a doctor to take. I feel like it's an affront. I feel like it's an old boys' club. But you know, a lot of the doctors are really changing their tune, and a lot of them are becoming alternative doctors. And I see this all the time because really, they can't cure anything. They can just keep you pain-free, you know, acid-free, you know, for a short period of time. And a lot of them are understanding this. But it's, you know, look at green tea, EGCG. We know it is such a potent antioxidant. We know the value of quality EGCG. And when was the last time you knew a doctor that recommended it to a patient?
Right, right. You know, it's so interesting, you know, myself being a naturopathic physician, you know, when I turn around and, you know, there were times there, you know, when you get out of school and it's like, okay, well, this is what fixes this and this fixes that. And that was several decades ago. And now just being, as I've transitioned, just being a healthcare mentor, the idea is that I'm not going to give you what's going to, quote, fix you. I'm going to continue to probe in you for you to find out what you need. So, because really that's where I think medicine is going to ultimately have to end up, is that we as patients also are going to have to start making decisions on our own. We are going to have to know how to listen to our own self. We're going to have to stand up and say, I want to try this. I don't want to try that. I like this. Tell me more about this, you know, and have a little bit more engaging conversations. People are so afraid of resistance. They're so afraid of being compromised. They're so afraid of engaging and being right or wrong. What if they just said, I want to challenge that. I want to see what it will do for me, and how can I change that and make those decisions for themselves? Because it has nothing to do with me and what I give you. It has to do with what I'm listening to you and say, why don't you look at this? Or why have you ever tried that? Or are you listening to what you're saying? And it's really about bringing it out in each individual person.
Absolutely. Do you know, look at all the people that catch a cold, you know, a benign cold.
Right.
You all get them. And then after they catch the cold, they have this horrible sinus infection or bronchitis or an ear infection. So, you know, the cold is still in them, and it's just manifesting itself now in a part of their body. And so often you talk to people and they're like, oh, I suffer from chronic sinus infections.
Right.
You have to think, why is this happening? Why is that cold? Which, listen, once or twice a year, sometimes you just get a cold. You run down, you catch a cold. But why is it that the cold doesn't just leave your body? Why does it have to get stuck somewhere? And rather than taking the antibiotic over and over and over again, just as you said, you have to say, why is this happening to me? Why is it getting stuck there? And people don't. They'd rather say, I feel like people sometimes, they kind of like resonate with their disorder. It's like it belongs to them.
Yeah.
This is what I have, and it's mine.
You want to hear something funny? I live in a land of, you know, people just accepting and walking around like robots, because now they're doing, they do dilation and curettage on the sinuses. Let's just open them up and scrape all the lining out, and then we'll be able to see if you get sick again. But what they just did is they just took away the protection, which is the cilia, the little tiny hairs inside of those sinuses that will keep you from getting sick. So let's walk this little pony down. It just started really ramping up with television commercials, I'd say, in the last year. So let's follow this down in about 5 years, and you'll see those people they will be in no way, no shape. They will be in such terrible places. I would not want to be one of them.
I know I keep saying absolutely, but I can't possibly agree with more with everything that you're saying. When we talk about bromelain, okay, the stem mm-hmm. of the pineapple, what a fantastic substance this is. By the way, that's also insufficient today, as I said before. It eats up at mucus and all these things. And it's even used in the treatment of cancer. It eats at tumors. And it's so wonderful. And listen, you know, that's why we should be eating foods that are very, very high in enzymes, because they do wonderful things. People that are, when their diet is very high in fruits and vegetables, number one, they're walking around with tons of energy. I mean, you've heard it time and time again.
Right.
People that follow the raw diet, they need less sleep and they have lots of energy because the enzymes are in the food. They're not pulling from their own digestive system. I mean, we only have a finite amount of enzymes. And once we use them, we're just stuck in a very painful place with digestive disorders. And when our digestion is compromised, our cells are not getting fed properly, and we're on the decline. So it's so important. I mean, bromelain for your sinuses, for any kind of congestion, any type of inflammation, oh my gosh.
Yeah,
this is wonderful.
Just another world. Well, you know, I'll tell you, you and I could talk for days on this stuff, because it's really so vitally important. Yet we really want to turn over all the stones. You know, that's what we do on this radio show. We turn over the stones and say it different ways, 10 shades than never. You know, we keep saying it over and over again, different ways. So if someone says, I've heard it for the 1,001 time and now I get it, then we've made a success story. So really, I do, you know, I really think this is a great product. Would you please share with the listeners how to find out more information about the product and the purchase? That would be great.
Oh, thank you so much for asking. We're actually across the United States. We're a fairly new company, so we're not everywhere right now, but we're gaining momentum very quickly. But for the sake of convenience, the product can be obtained, as well as all the information about the products, at www.sufficient.com. That's SUFFICIENT, the letter C.com. And people, if they're interested in buying it, that's where they can purchase it as well. And I want to thank you so much for having me. And it's so nice to talk to somebody that feels the same way. Because you talk to people all the time, that the naysayers, all day long.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you get the one where they look at you like you got a radar sticking out of your ears? They're kind of like visibly looking at you.
Absolutely. They look. I actually don't share my opinion in the wrong, like in circles where it will never be accepted. It's just,
right.
I just don't do it. I just don't feel comfortable. If anybody's interested, I'd love to talk about it. It's fun. But if not, I don't really bother to try to convince anybody if they're not in that place. You know.
Absolutely. Well, Carolyn, it was such a pleasure to have you with us today. I really appreciate it. And again, you know, share the name of your company. The company is called Sufficiency, and the two products are Sufficiency, which is 2,000 milligrams per scoop, and the Glutenizer is the gluten-free product also that has the 1,200, right, of vitamin C, correct?
Glutenizer is a kiwi strawberry digestive aid, and you get 1,200 milligrams. 1,200 milligrams of non-GMO vitamin C and a premium blend of high-dose enzymes that aid in digestive and proteolactic support. And for Sufficiency, you're getting up to 4,000 milligrams of non-GMO vitamin C, 2,000 per scoop, as you've noticed.
Right.
As you noted, as well as generous doses of L-lysine, which is one of the 9 essential amino acids, bromelain, and T-Viga, which, again, is a patented green tea extract, 95% pure, and probably the best green tea extract in the world. So that's kind of our story in a nutshell. Thank you so much again for having me.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. And also, too, to the listeners, please do check out the website, because it's very important. Once you try this product, you can get it on a monthly basis. They do have a monthly reorder there, and once you try it, like I said, you've got to ramp up to that therapeutic dose for yourself, not anyone else. And once you do, you'll really find you might like it. So thank you so much for joining us, Carolyn.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much again for having me.
Thank you, and have a wonderful day. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us. It's been a pleasure to be with you today. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and please do check out. We will have the link on the bottom of today's show page to go directly where you can purchase Sufficiency. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.
Today we discussed many life-changing concepts. Who do you turn to, and how do you know what is best when faced with a health crisis? Dr. Jeanette is a patient advocate. She listens to the patient, the doctors, and the family, clarifies the health issues and concerns, then helps the patient make the best choices going forward. If you would like help implementing change into your life and health, we can talk and see where you are stuck and how to improve the quality of your life. Check the link on the bottom of today's show page or visit www.drjeanettewellness.com to schedule a phone appointment today with Dr. Jeanette Gallagher.